Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We pray for you as you are listening to us that the Almighty God will remember you for good. The finger of heaven shall promote your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. As many of you that are listening to us now, I decree into your life that garment of favor shall be put upon your life. The Lord shall kickstart your celebration in the name of Jesus Christ. You will succeed in the work that the Lord has given to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every association of darkness against your destiny shall scatter. Those who are conspiring against you in the dark, they shall be roasted in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that have joined witchcraft meeting in order to disgrace you shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. You are welcome to this prophetic broadcast today, the 23rd day of the month of February, year 2021. We thank God for what God has been doing. We thank God for a lot of testimony coming in. We thank God for those who have been sharing with us what God has been doing in their lives. And we pray that God will also do your own for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I trust God that somebody listening to me now, you will be the next testifier in the name of Jesus Christ. For some few days, we've been talking about pronounced judgment on witchcraft arrow. Pronounced judgment on witchcraft arrow. What is witchcraft? Witchcraft is the exercise of spiritual power by somebody who is possessed when he's exercising his evil spiritual power on another person. That is witchcraft. It is the practice of magic or sorcery. In fact, somebody said, witchcraft is an intercourse with the evil spirit to fulfill their wicked design. I think I agree. Witchcraft is the use of demonic influence to undo or subdue others. Witchcraft is the use of invisible power to carry out evil against someone. So witchcraft is a terrible operation of darkness. We should understand that one. Witchcraft is a conference with the devil to carry out evil hearts. Today, there are many witchcraft activity around us. Many witchcraft activity going on around us. And until we buckle up, until we develop spiritual fire, until we develop spiritual stamina, we may not be able to combat the witchcraft activity around us. Witchcraft is a spiritual defilement. It is stealing the peace of others, stealing the peace of somebody away. Witchcraft is the art of causing constant oppression on other people. So there are what we call arrows of witchcraft. What are these arrows? Number one is the arrow of manipulation. There is something called arrow of manipulation. It's one of the dangerous arrow of witchcraft. When the arrow is fired against someone, the person will be manipulated into doing what is evil, and it can lead him to destruction. There's arrow of intimidation. There's arrow of fear. There's arrow of isolation. There's arrow of defilement. There's arrow of shame. There's arrow of confusion. There's arrow of loss of personal identity. There's arrow of sickness. There's arrow of divination. There's arrow of spell. These are arrow of witchcraft. There's arrow of evil programming fired into the life of people. Even curses are evil arrows that the enemy has programmed to the life of people. When this arrow has been fired into the life of someone and the arrow settles down, there will be a lot of problems. Arrow can be fired into the life of people, but the arrow has three assignments. Number one is either the arrow stay in that life, or the arrow bounce back, or the arrow did not locate that target. You are the one that is going to chase every evil arrow out of your life. As we pray now, I pray that every evil arrow fired against your destiny, that arrow shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. When witchcraft arrow had penetrated into the life of someone, there are some signs you will notice These are major signs that evil arrow has been fired. These are major signs that evil arrow has been fired against someone. The Bible says in Psalm 11 verse 2 that the wicked shot at the righteous. He shot at the righteous. They designed their wicked arrow at night, and they are privily shot at the righteous in the heart. When this arrow has been shot against someone, there are some signs you will notice. Number one, there will be stagnancy. Number two, that fellow will be losing interest in things of God. Number three, the fellow will be constantly falling sick. Number four, the business will fall. Number five, that fellow will be experiencing whole debts. Number six, the prayer life of the person will be paralyzed. Number seven, the arrow will make that fellow to be diverted. Number eight, the organs of the body will be dead. Number nine, that fellow will be noticing that somebody is eating his head with something like armor. Number 11, there will be gradual loss of memory. Number 12, that fellow will be experiencing spiritual blindness. Number 13, there will be mark of hatred. That fellow will be losing something good. That fellow will not be able to move forward as he ought to move. He will begin to operate a tortoise anointing. That fellow will be rejected wherever he goes, just because evil arrow has been fired against him. Because witchcraft arrow has been fired against him. What do you need to do? Number one, you repent of your sin. Number two, locate the areas of your life that arrow of the enemy has been fired. It may be your business, maybe your marriage, maybe your calling. And number three, challenge that evil arrow and command it to go back to the sender. No wonder the Bible says in Exodus chapter 22 verse 18, suffer not a witch to live. Prayer against witchcraft arrow is not a prayer for a gentle person. The Bible says right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. I want you to get ready to pray. But if you have not submitted your life to the Lord, you have not given your life to Jesus, do that quickly before we enter into these aggressive prayers. Because the prayer we have here, they are dangerous prayers that I want you to pray. Just confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to save you. Tell the Lord to liberate you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want you to get ready now as we pray. The battle against witchcraft arrow is the battle that we must take seriously. Everybody shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every satanic reinforcement against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic reinforcement against my life, scatter by fire. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic reinforcement against my life, scatter, 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 scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout the next one very well. Say, arrow of infirmity in my blood, get out. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of infirmity in my blood, get out. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of infirmity in my blood, get out. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of infirmity in my blood, get out, 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 get out. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any power cooking my flesh, in the name of Jesus, any power that is cooking my flesh, there, in the name of Jesus Christ, any power cooking my flesh, there, in Jesus' name, say, any power cooking my blood in the cauldron of darkness, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking my blood in the cauldron of darkness, there, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking my blood in the cauldron of darkness. There, in Jesus' name. If you notice, you have been having some ailments, some sicknesses that have defied medication. You notice that you have been off and on. You have been going to hospital off and on. You notice that today you are in hospital. Tomorrow you are back home. Next tomorrow you are in hospital. You need to pray this prayer again. Say, any power cooking my flesh in the cauldron, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking my flesh in the cauldron, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking my flesh in the cauldron, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking my flesh in the cauldron, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking my flesh in the cauldron, there in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power cooking my blood in the cauldron, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking my blood in the cauldron, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking my blood in the cauldron, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking my blood in the cauldron, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking my blood in the cauldron, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking my blood in the cauldron, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, that's very good. That's very good. That's very good. We are making effort. Now shout this one loud and clear. Say, evil arrow hiding in my body, jump out. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Evil arrow hiding in my body, jump out. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Evil arrow hiding in my body, jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. In Jesus' name, we pray. Every witchcraft activity in my environment, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft activity in my environment, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft activity in my environment, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any sickness in my body sponsored by witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Any sickness in my body sponsored by witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Any sickness in my body sponsored by witchcraft, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any sickness in my body sponsored by witchcraft, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any sickness in my body sponsored by witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Any sickness in my body sponsored by witchcraft, in Jesus name we pray. Aha, something is happening all over the place now. The Lord is walking. You will shout loud and clear. Say, eater of flesh and drinkers of blood attached to my life, in the name of Jesus. Eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood attached to my life, in the name of Jesus. Eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood attached to my life, in the name of Jesus. Eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood attached to my life, in the name of Jesus. Eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood attached to my life, in Jesus name we pray. Now say it very well. Say this one with aggression. Say, witchcraft activity in my household, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft activity in my household, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft activity in my household, scatter, 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 in Jesus name pray. Say, any power using witchcraft to oppress me in the night, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me in the night, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me in the night, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me in the night, in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, powers using witchcraft to wipe away my dreams, in the name of Jesus. Powers using witchcraft to wipe away my dreams, in the name of Jesus. Powers using witchcraft to wipe away my dreams, in the name of Jesus. Powers using witchcraft to wipe away my dreams, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, foundational witchcraft, your time is up, in the name of Jesus. Foundational witchcraft, your time is up, tie by fire in the name of Jesus. Foundational witchcraft, your time is up, tie by fire, tie by fire, tie by fire, in Jesus name we pray. This next one you are going to pray very well. Say, anyone in my family that is using witchcraft to control my destiny, be destroyed by fire. Anyone in my family that is using witchcraft to control my destiny, be disgraced by fire in the name of Jesus. Anyone witchcraft, anyone in my family that is using witchcraft to control my life, be destroyed, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced now. Anyone in my family that is using witchcraft to control my life, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced. Anyone in my family that is using witchcraft to control my life, be disgraced, 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 in Jesus name we pray. Take a bottle of oil now. If you have a bottle of oil by your side, it's better. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak authoritatively into this bottle of oil. We speak authoritatively to this bottle of water. Makata le pontalia makandele borobosotolikai le comprakos akaliama rimo pantalia. I command this bottle of oil to carry the power of deliverance. Let the bottle of oil carry the power of deliverance. Let the bottle of water carry the power of deliverance. Let the bottle of oil carry the power of healing. Let the bottle of oil carry the power of healing. Let the yoke breaking power enter into this bottle of oil. Resurrection power enter into this bottle of oil. Let the power for instant healing enter into this bottle of oil. Let the power for instant deliverance enter into this bottle of oil. Let the power that dismantle the kingdom of darkness enter into this bottle of oil. The oil and the water shall be anointed. As soon as you anoint yourself, as soon as you touch any area of your body, sickness in that body, infirmity in that body, arrow of darkness in that body shall disappear mysteriously in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now take the oil now and drink a little from that oil. As you are drinking it, your tongue is catching the power, catching the fire. As you are drinking, as it's going to your system, every stranger in that system shall disappear. Any evil stranger shall leave the place. Aha. Thank you, Father. You now shout it very well. Say, evil stranger inside of me. Please pray that prayer very well. Evil stranger inside of me. Evil strangers inside of me. Come out. In the name of Jesus, evil strangers inside of me, come out, 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 evil strangers inside of me, ah, come out, 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 in Jesus' name, pray. Now anoint your head. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you said very well. Say, any evil stranger hiding in my head, in the name of Jesus, any evil stranger hiding in my head, tie by fire, in the name of Jesus, any evil stranger hiding in my head, there, in Jesus' name, locate any part of your body that will have incision. Locate it. If you have incision, the spot where you have incision in your body, now put that oil there. Put that oil there. Aha. You now say this one loud and clear. Say, fire of deliverance, enter into my body. Are you ready now? Put your hand in that spot. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body. Enter. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body. Enter into my body. Enter into my body. Enter into my body. In Jesus' name, pray. For many of you who probably may not know how to pray aggressive prayer, that is why I pray this prayer myself, so that you can copy the way I pray now. You can pray like that. Put your hand there. Touch that place where you have. If you have it in various parts of the place, you are going to touch them one by one. If it's on your leg, if it's on your breast, if it's on your face, if it's on your head, you are going to touch it one by one to pray the prayer. So it depends on the portion. If it's several places, you have to pray the same prayer there. Say, fire of deliverance, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body. Enter into my body. Enter into my body. Enter into my body. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body. Enter. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your chest, Father. I pray that any evil program against that chest area shall go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, anoint your stomach. Lord, I disconnect every evil cord that is binding these people to idols of their father's house. I command disconnection in the name of Jesus. Father, I set ablaze every evil cord that is tying you to your evil family house. I set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. I command whatever they are programmed into your body when you are in the village, I command that thing to go back to the sender. I command whatever they have programmed to your body. When you are living with your mother, or you are living with somebody that is not your mother, whatever evil they have programmed to your body there, I command it to disappear from your body and go back to the sender. I command any evil they have programmed to your body while you are leaving your former house, I command it to disappear from your body and go back to the sender. Anything that tie you down to your former house, hey, kalupa kata, anything that tie you down to your former apartment, likapotaka, anything that tie you down to your former building, makamprokusheleka, anything that tie you down to your place of birth, makapoteka, anything that tie you down to your father's house, makapunteka, anything that tie you down to your mother's house, makumprapusheka, anything that tie you down to the ancient house of your family lineage, anything that tie you down to your family house, anything that tie you down there that has not allowed you to manifest, that has not allowed you to make it, that has not allowed you to prosper, that has not allowed you to figure out, I command that thing now, right now, hear the word of the Lord, be roasted, 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 in the name of Jesus. I command a disconnection. In the name of Jesus, the evil link shall be broken by fire, be broken by fire, be broken by fire, be broken by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha. Anoint your two hands. Father, I declare that this hand shall prosper. This hand shall be empowered to make wealth. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your 12 prayer requests now. If you don't have your own, just lay your hand on your chest. For some of you who probably the spot or the location of the incision in your body is more than 10, it's more than 7, it's more than 3. The same prayer will pray on that spot, that is fire of deliverance, enter into my body. You will pray it on all the spots with the anointing oil, touching it and with your finger pressing it. So look at your body very well. Generally look at it very well. Generously look into it and chastise your body. Locate where the incision has been placed on your body. Put your finger into the oil. Put it there. Then say, fire of deliverance, enter into my body. So pray very well and you will see what God will do. I pray that this prayer request shall be answered. God of wonders shall answer the request and there will be testimony in Jesus' name. I prophesy into your life that you will move forward in the name of Jesus. Every slow anointing in your life, slow progress in your life, I disconnect it from your destiny in Jesus' name. Any power that stagnated you shall be arrested. Any power that is using your glory with its own shall release your glory. The garment of battle that you have been wearing right from childhood, that garment of battle shall be roasted. And today you will wear the garment of your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have stolen your blessing and they have given you embargo, I command them to carry their embargo and you your blessing to locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Before Friday this week, I decree that the blessing of God shall locate you. Your destiny helper shall locate you. Your way shall be open. And you will have uncommon testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who are looking for the fruit of the womb. There shall be joy in your house. There shall be breakthrough in your house. And there shall be multiple testimony. I decree twins and triplets into the family of those looking for the fruit of the womb. And also all those who are looking for one contract or the other. You have been bidding for the contract and it has not materialized. I speak right now, within the next 3 weeks, that contract shall materialize in the name of Jesus Christ. Your place of work shall be remembered. You shall be promoted in the name of Jesus Christ. All those whose children has not been performing very well, or anybody is using witchcraft to manipulate your children against you, I command that witchcraft power over your children to lose out, lose out, lose out. And I command the destiny of your children to be free. Their eyes will be clear and they shall be looking for you to bless you. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Those who have not married, get ready to get married this year. For the Lord is working on it and your marital glory is recovered now in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.